It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. It is Monday, and so far, there has still been no disciplinary action against Ichiro Suzuki for his role in the scandal known as Upper Lip Gate. Ichiro is no longer a baseball player. He works in the Mariners front office now, special assistant to the team's chairman. And so by Major League Baseball rules, he's not allowed to be in the dugout, yet there he was in the dugout at Yankee Stadium on Thursday wearing sunglasses, a hoodie, and Mike, would you call it a push broom mustache?
Yeah, the Fuller brush salesman type mustache.
Super Mario Brothers mustache. Yes. Mike Pesca is the host of the Slate podcast, The Gist, and he knows a lot about a lot of things, including sports. Mike, why isn't Ichiro Suzuki allowed in the dugout now?
Well, first of all, I thought the scandal was disguised Gazi. So
sorry, not upper lip.
East Coast and West Coast have different ways to dub it.
We do.
There's a set number of people who are allowed in the dugout, and if this number is exceeded, of course, it will cause chaos. It will cause being crowded.
Yeah.
And in the past, great players like Johnny Pesce of the Red Sox, he's this beloved octogenarian at the time, and he was on the bench, and Major League Baseball said, no, Johnny Pesce, you cannot be in the dugout. So it is a strictly enforced rule, and there's a logic to the rule.
It just has to do with overcrowding? The fire department code or what? That's it?
Let's break it up. In fact, interpreters can't be in the dugout. A trainer can be in the dugout, but only six coaches, I think, can be in the dugout. Otherwise, it turns out like an NFL sidelines and it just becomes a zoo.
Okay. Do we know why Ichiro Suzuki was in the dugout?
Yes, Ichiro Suzuki, he just loves baseball.
Yeah.
And when he retired or transitioned to his role of special assistant to the chairman, I don't want to take away any of Ichiro's specialness, mm-hmm. He would watch games from the locker room, which they call the clubhouse, because we are, of course, talking about boys here. he would go to the area where they would sometimes swing a bat in terms of getting limber, and he was so excited to rush out onto the field. He just wants to be part of the team and wants to be part of the game. So he said, you know, maybe I'll get away with it. Of course, he tried this out in the biggest media market in America. Although I have a theory about that. Maybe it's just that we found out about it in the biggest media market
right.
in America and has been actually doing this like in Anaheim a lot lately.
Good point. Did he fool no one in Yankee Stadium? Did he get away with it?
I think he did get away with it. You know, he once again got away with capturing our hearts. He's not going to be punished. He's not going to be. The Mariners would not be fine.
Why?
Because I think that this is more or less a victimless crime, because Major League Baseball's attendance is down pretty severely, and they have almost no marketable stars. And when Ichiro, who is such a fascinating figure and the kind of guy that the casual fan of the game and someone who's just new to the game could find fascinating things out about, he has a great personality. The person who's really into stats just looks at this guy and says, I've never seen a player like him. I'll tell you, there is a rumor, or at least it was floated, that Ichiro, though special assistant to the chairman, might participate in the Home Run Derby. And I have to say, I've never been more excited about the Home Run Derby, but to be fair, I've never been excited about the Home Run Derby.
Right.
So this is the first time I've ever been excited about the Home Run Derby if Ichiro were to participate.
So if you're fascinating, you're above the law in Major League Baseball. He could walk up to the plate. He could try to get an at-bat wearing the mustache,
uh-huh.
And that might be okay because he's fascinating.
Why are you going all Law and Order on me on this? Let me say this about baseball. Unlike our other supposed national pastime, football has no whimsy to it. And baseball, for a lot of reasons, because it is a pastoral game, because there is a 162-game season, because it comes from our agrarian roots, has a lot of whimsy to it. And I think that if baseball is to rebound, I don't know if the actual number of people going to the games will go up, but if baseball has lodged itself in our consciousness, and if it is to rebound, I think it needs to lean into and embrace the whimsy. It is a game where two of the American League's best players, Aaron Judge and Jose Altuve, can stand next to each other and look like a lowercase b, because one is gigantic and tall and the other one is short and powerful. But this is one of the joys of baseball, and I think coming down on Ichiro like the NFL would come down on a player for not wearing socks of the right length, or what adjective would you use to describe the springiness of a sock? Whatever that would be.
Sponginess?
That would be wrong.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, not the adhesive qualities, but when the elasticity.
The elasticity.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh. So is baseball, does baseball have as much whimsy as it used to?
I think it does, but I think baseball has perhaps stayed the same, whereas society has trended towards the unwhimsical.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's been a great polarization, whereas if you go on social media, everything is a, you know, cute goat headbutting meme. Mm-hmm. And so there's that side of escapism. But there's, of course, so much emphasis on nastiness and horror. And there's baseball sort of in the middle of it. And I think there is a chance, and I think the trend lines are clear, that if whimsy can be embraced, that baseball can really make a big comeback, especially among the youth, because it's like they say, children of the future.
Major League Baseball, where the push-broom mustache passes for whimsy. He did have a short-sleeve hoodie. That was kind of something.
Yeah. He's gone quasi-Belichick on us.
Indeed. That's Mike Pesca. He hosts The Gist on the Slate. It's a Slate podcast, The Gist, and one of my favorites.